As the last witness in the case for Christmas, I call Brother Thomas to the stand.
Do you affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thomas, I know it's getting late, but I felt the jury needs to hear your testimony. So take your time and tell us your story.
All right, I'll try to hurry. My name is Thomas. Sometimes I'm better known as Doubting Thomas. I was one of the 12 disciples that Jesus chose. I saw all of the miracles. I was there when he healed the sick. I saw the blinded eyes being opened. I seen the dead raised back to life again. I was there when he bound up the brokenhearted and he set the captives free. I was there, and with my own two eyes I saw it. I was an eyewitness to these things. But then something awful happened. Oh, God.
Go ahead, Thomas. Tell us what happened.
You see, then they took Jesus, and they whipped him, and they beat him so bad. I forsook him and fled. I failed him. And they led him to Golgotha, and I stood afar off as they drove the nails in his hands and in his feet. It seems as though even at times when I'm alone, I can still hear the ringing of the hammer in the distance. I watched as the soldiers took a spear and pierced his side. It was at that very moment that my heart felt that it would burst. I had failed the Lord. I was so weak and frail. Just like you all, I was human. Just a mortal man. I began to doubt myself most of all. I was confused. And my confidence was shaken. My king was crucified. But then there was news. News from Mary Magdalene. She came and told us that she had seen the Lord. That he had risen. And the other disciples also had gathered together. They said Jesus came and stood in the midst of them. They told me that they had seen the Lord. But I said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and I should thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. I will not believe. I doubted the Lord. And I doubted my friends when they came and told me that they had seen the Lord. And I doubted myself, even after all those miracles and all those things that I'd seen him do. I began to even wonder if it was really real. But after 8 days, we were all together in a room, and the doors were all shut. There was no other way in. And then all of a sudden Jesus came in and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And then he looked at me. And I'll never forget it. I knew in my heart what he had came for. And as I reached out and took hold of those nail-scarred hands, my heart melted. My eyes became a river of tears. I put my finger into the prints of the nails. I put my hand into his side. I cried out with a loud voice, my Lord and my God. But then he said unto me, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. That's where you all come in. You haven't seen the things we've testified of, but still you can believe. You may say, how can I believe without seeing? It's called faith. You must have faith to please God. Faith to believe in God. You must have faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Faith that he loves and he cares for you. And faith that he died for you. Here tonight, just like in every court case down through the ages of time, we are looking for one thing. Evidence. Evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. The evidence of things not seen. God turns your faith into evidence so you can believe in the things that you have not seen. And now you've listened to all of us testify tonight to what we have seen. John the Baptist and Mary. You heard the shepherd and the woman at the well. You've heard of the children and Nicodemus. And their witness is very true. But now the decision is yours. You must decide. Was this child born in a manger in Bethlehem? Was he wrapped in swaddling clothes, conceived of the Virgin Mary? Did he really come to take away the sins of the world? Was he really the Son of God, the Christ? We all believe that he was. What about you?